In parts of the country, some consumers are already paying more than $1 for every liter of gas.
The only reason I'm actually getting gas here is because I was almost out of gas.
New government data show in the past 6 weeks, Americans bought less gas than they did a year ago, the first sustained drop in 16 years. Denver motorist Barbara Chelton blames high prices for changing the way she drives.
I keep track of how much I paid for it, and then I calculate the miles per gallon that I get.
Chelton still runs errands in her SUV, but now she takes a train to go to work.
When the gas prices went up 2 years ago, I knew that I needed to make some sort of change.
America's got to change its habits. We got to get off oil.
At an energy conference in Washington Wednesday, President Bush said America's dependence on foreign oil is hurting consumers, the economy, and the environment.
I've set a great goal for our country, and that is to reduce our dependence on oil by investing in technologies that will produce abundant supplies of clean and renewable energy, and at the same time show the world that we're good stewards of the environment.
Bush made the comments after OPEC rejected calls this week to increase oil production to ease soaring gasoline prices. But energy analyst Addison Armstrong says supply and demand issues are not the only factors responsible for the record high prices.
Those fundamentals are being ignored by the market, which is being driven by an overall appetite for commodities in general and for crude oil in particular.
Based on declining demand and the current gasoline surplus, Energy Department officials told a Senate hearing on Tuesday that the price of oil should be about $90 a barrel, roughly $10 less than its current market value. Millar Sega, VOA News.